Strategy number four is build a business. I'd like to go back to an opening comment I made about smart versus risky. If you remember, my poor dad always said that job security was smart and building a business was risky. And my rich dad said building a business was smart and hanging on to job security was risky. So it's a completely different point of view. So before I go into building a business, I want you to check what you think is real. See, if your thoughts are building a business is risky, too much hard work, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, then what I'm just going to say will not fit into your reality out there. So with that, I'd like to move on. The reality is building a business is risky very simply because there's no real answer out there. There's so many moving parts, and I don't recommend it necessarily. But the payoff is excessive. I mean, the payoff, if you're successful in this, you're entering the richest game in the world. If you look at some of the richest people in the world, they are people who built businesses, i.e. Henry Ford, Michael Dell, Bill Gates, Richard Branson. That's the richest game in the world. So if you say, well, it's too risky, well, then you're taking yourself out of the potential of becoming millionaires and billionaires. That's the price of having that thought, that reality. So if I give you a couple of tips, because it is such a vast subject, and like I said, 9 out of 10 small businesses fail, that's true. But when I looked at it as if that means 9 out of 10 fail, then I'm going to try it 10 times. That's all I look at, add the numbers to it. Start small, take small risks, baby steps, keep your daytime job, all that stuff. Don't do too excessively. But I'll give you some things that are important. Number one, the reason I went in the Marine Corps and military school is for leadership skills. If you're going to be an entrepreneur, you don't have to have any skills except to be a leader. My best friend Larry Clark, who I talked about early on, he built the fastest growing home building company in America. That's how he got to be Inc. Magazine's Entrepreneur of the Year. Larry cannot lift a hammer. He doesn't know how to saw. He doesn't know how to fit plumbing, but he does know how to lead. And so even though he has no construction skills, he has excellent leadership skills. Secondly, you need management skills. Now, there's two kinds of people in business, leaders and managers. And you have to know the difference between the two. I believe it was William Bennis who said, leaders do the right things and managers do things right. And oftentimes, the reason a small business person cannot get out of that trap is because they're good managers, but they're not good leaders. And somewhere along the line, you've really got to make up your mind which one you're going to be. The reality is you actually need both skills to be an entrepreneur. There's a young woman in New Zealand who was a single mom on welfare. And the moment she shifted her reality, she said, huh, maybe I can do this. You know, most people say, well, it's too risky, don't do it. You know, getting free advice from your cheap friends. And her friend came up to her and said, you know, why don't we buy a business? Now, if you're a single mom, 26 years old, you know, basically high school education, you're going, well, how can I do this? You know, not that I can't do this, how can I? And she and her friend got together. Her friend was a medical doctor. And she says, I work for this medical clinic, and the guy that owns it wants to sell it, but he can't find a buyer. None of the doctors want to buy it. Something like that. It was some strange thing because they saw themselves as specialists, and they thought running a business was risky. So they negotiated with the doctor who was retiring to buy the business out of cash flow. They put no money down, and they bought the business. In one transaction, this young woman went from being a single mom on welfare to being a business owner and retired. In other words, she runs so much cash flow because these doctors are still there doing their job instead of running a business. And that was one single shift of a person's reality. I have a lot of stories like that. It's not how old you are. You know, Colonel Sanders started when he was old. It's not how educated you are. This woman had no education. She's not a doctor. My best friend was not a builder. It has nothing to do with technical skills that the education system thinks so important. So when people say, how do I get those leadership skills? I recommend volunteering. You know, go and volunteer. Go to work for your church or work for a charity and learn to work, learn to lead, learn to manage. Those are the crucial skills. They're called people skills. The hardest thing about starting a business is not technical. It's people. How well do you work with people? If you're very bad at people working with them, you need to learn. Many S's, like self-employed people, they're autonomous because they don't work well with people. They're not people. And that's a very limiting factor. I'll go into that later. But the reason it's limiting is because that means if you're not good with people, you got to do the work. You know, that's the very big problem. So the good news also is this, is that the world of business doesn't have a glass ceiling. It doesn't ask you, what's your college degree? Or are you a specialist in doctor? Or are you a special attorney? They don't. They want leadership skills, management skills, good team skills. Because the most important thing in a business is not the product, not the systems, but the human capital. And if you're a good leader, you can manage people, treat people fairly, inspire them, ask them to go beyond their self-limiting doubts. You can build a business. And that's what it takes. So when people say, well, you know, I can't get promoted because there's a glass ceiling. Well, there's a glass ceiling in the E and the S side, but not the B and the I side. People say I'm too old. There is a factor against old guys in business. So there's discrimination, but not on the B and the I side. And that is a very big difference, but there's a shift in reality out there. It's a shift in perception. So the other good news is that most people shouldn't really be entrepreneurs because, you know, if you're not trained to do it, at least I was trained. I was mentally prepared to lose all my money if I had to and all that stuff. The good news is you don't have to be an entrepreneur starting from scratch. You can buy a franchise today. You know, franchises are all over the place. Go to franchising expos. Don't buy the first one. You know, shop two or three of them. Spend the next year of your life researching it, having a good time, finding out which franchise has the best training program for you. The trouble with some franchises is that they're very expensive. But at least a bank will lend you money for a franchise, but often won't lend you money to start up your own company because the success rate of a franchise is better than the guy like me starting from scratch. And the third form, other than starting a business, franchising, is network marketing. The reason I like network marketing is because they have good educational programs. They train you. They take their time. See, in the real world of business, if you don't perform right away, they fire you. You're out. In network marketing, they'll work with you. They'll spend the time with you. They give you the time to change your mindset from E or S to B to I. They don't care how long it takes. They're patient. Their job is to build you up so you can build a business. Not all network marketing companies are good. There's a lot of people out there who are in them because they're basically open to everybody. But there's really good ones. If you want to find one with the best training program, not the one with the best products or compensation program. Because what you're really looking for is education and training. I have met many people who were not successful in network marketing, but they spent 5 or 6 years there. In that 5 or 6 years, listening to tapes, reading books, that gave them the leadership skills, the motivation, as well as the management skills to go out and start their own business as entrepreneurs. If I could say one more thing about network marketing, one of the best things it teaches you is to handle rejection. And when I look at why people aren't rich, there's two main reasons. One of them is they're afraid of failing and fear of being rejected. And if you can get over those two things, life is really easy. You see, once I learned that 1/3 of the people love you, 1/3 of the people hate you, and 1/3 of the people don't care. It doesn't stop them. Oh, he doesn't like me, so I'm going to stop. Well, so what? Or, you know, he didn't like me because he didn't buy my product. Well, so what? So if you can get over rejection and fear of failing, life is easy. And that's the best thing I think that network marketing teaches you is the emotional intelligence to just get off of it and get on with it. Always remember, 1/3 love you, 1/3 hate you, and 1/3 don't care. So your market as a marketing person is to get the 1/3 who don't care to care. So I encourage you to find a way for you to do it because the one thing great about this age right now with the internet, there's more and more people will be forming their own businesses on the net. And the good thing about the net, the startup cost is low and you can reach a worldwide market. But it first starts with you being willing to change your reality, which begins with changing what thoughts you think are real. Business isn't risky. Being untrained is risky.